Hello friends, it's Heather here. Thanks for spending some time with me this morning. The scripture I'd like to speak to you about is found in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. And there's a word there that jumped out at me, and I'd love to give you a little bit of background as to where it came from. Last week as we were fasting, we read in Joel, which I think is a beautiful phrase which can explain to us quite clearly the place that we find ourselves in, which was the same as the Israelites found themselves in the scriptures in Joel. It says they found themselves in an unprecedented disaster. That for me describes very perfectly what COVID-19 in 2020 has been. Nobody knew it was coming, nobody could plan for it, and it has been a disaster that has not only touched our country and our nation, but it has touched the entire world, definitely what I would call an unprecedented disaster. But I have found over this time, and I'm not sure if you have as well, is that people are looking to believers to see how they are responding to this crisis. As people are searching, as people are uncertain about their futures and not sure what their futures hold, they are turning to believers and saying, help us, what can you show us? And it reminded me that actually we are representatives of Christ to the people around us. So it then took me to that scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20, where it says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Quite an important job to be somebody, an ambassador for a country or an ambassador for a king. It said in the NIV Study Bible, it says, so now we who are the recipients of divine reconciliation have the privilege and obligation of now being the heralds and instruments in God's hands to minister the message of reconciliation throughout the world. Isn't it beautiful that we don't only get the privilege of being reconciled to Christ, but because of that amazing privilege, we are obligated to reconcile others to him. The Apostle Paul, when he's writing this letter to Corinthians, isn't just writing his letter to a group of leaders or pastors of churches. No, this letter is directed to all Christians, no matter their occupation. Whether they are a school teacher, whether they are a banker or a mom or a police officer or a student, this letter is written to everyone, everywhere. The job of an ambassador is to represent someone or something. Everything he or she does and says must intentionally represent a leader who isn't physically present. An ambassador isn't limited to a certain number of hours a week to work. An ambassador isn't limited to specific events or actually only called upon at times of international crisis. An ambassador is always on call, always representing the king. In other words, the work of an ambassador, their actions, their character, and their words should always embody the king who isn't present. Everything we say or do has import because of the king we represent. In no way is being a believer a part-time calling. It's a lifestyle. We represent God's purpose to the people that he places in our lives. The primary question on our minds should be, how can I best represent the king in this place with this particular person? So as we think and just look at our week ahead of us and we realize the incredible privilege of being asked and called to be ambassadors for Christ, we don't need to be specifically trained. We don't need to be anything important. We just need to be reconciled with our Father. And as we stand on the bedrock of Christ in these shaky times when the sand is not firm, we stand on the rock of Christ. He is our bedrock, And it is that that people are looking for. They are looking for something firm and stable to stand on. So can I implore you, as you go out about your days this week, about your work days or your days at home, or even shopping or dropping off your kids, whatever your week looks like, may I implore you that people are looking to you because you are an ambassador for Christ and you represent the King of all kings. And people are looking for answers and God is calling you and He might want to use you. You are a tool in His hands to reconcile somebody who doesn't know Him to the Father. Have an amazing week as you go about your job of being an ambassador for the King.